Then I went to St. Grode's Chalk Hall and took a seat in the large empty space that, as usual, surrounded Barb. Technically, we were supposed to call him Fraud Taverner now, for that was the name he had adopted when he had taken his vow. But some people took longer than others to grow into their avowed names. Archibald had been Archibald from day one. No one even remembered his extramural's name anymore. But people were going to be addressing Barb as Barb for a long time. Whatever his name, that boy was going to save me. There was a lot he didn't know, but nothing he was afraid to ask about and ask about and ask about until he understood it perfectly. I decided to make him my fid. People would think I was doing it to be charitable. Maybe some would even think I was getting ready to fall back and was making the care of Barb my avocation. Let them think so. In truth, it was mostly self-interest. I had learned more theorics in 6 weeks simply by being willing to sit next to Barb than I had in 6 months before Appert. I saw now that in my desire to know theorics, I had taken shortcuts that, just like shortcuts on a map, turned out to be long cuts. Whenever I had seen Jessery get it quicker than me, I had misread equations in a way that had seemed easier at the time but made things harder, no, impossible, later. Barb didn't have that fear that others were getting it faster. Because of how his brain was set up, he couldn't read that in their faces. And he did not have the same desire to reach a distant goal. He was altogether self-centered and short-sighted. He wanted only to understand this one problem or equation chalked on the slate before him now, today, whether or not it was convenient for the others around him. And he was willing to stand there asking questions about it through supper and past curfew. Come to think of it, Ayla and Tullia had come up with a similar way of learning a long time ago. The creature with two backs was a term Jessery had coined for those two girls when they stood together outside of a chalk hall discussing, endlessly, what they had just heard. It wasn't enough for one of them to understand something, nor for both of them to understand it in different ways. They both had to understand it in the same way. The sound of them furiously explaining things to each other gave the rest of us headaches. Especially when we'd been younger, we'd always clap our hands over our ears and run away when we spotted the creature with two backs. But it worked for them. Barb's willingness to do things the hard way in the near term was making his advancement toward the long goal, even though he didn't have one, swifter and surer than mine had ever been. And now I was advancing in step with him.